Christmas is a time for giving. Don't let miles keep you from telling that special someone just how much you love them. Show them by giving them an Amazon gift card. Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store to purchase an Amazon gift card. What good is love if you can't give some away? Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
Even when the seasons change, even when the seasons pass away. So this holiday season, as you get ready for all the gift giving.
Coming up this week on Midweek Raise the Praise.
They're trying to play you. God will give you a sign and an exit. If you crazy enough to go back after they done played you the first time. I hope I can just walk through this. I got a lot I got to do. And so that there are some people who have a hold on you because of how they make you feel. And because of how it is that they make you feel, you sacrifice common sense. So driving to the house, you saying, I know I don't need to be here. Getting out of the car, reaching in the trunk, getting the duffel bag. I know I need to go back. Y'all ain't helping me in here. Going up the steps, ringing the buzzer. I know this is my last chance. If I don't leave now, I'm going to be stuck. If I'm preaching to you, don't say nothing.
You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNDS James, where it's always about Jesus.
Here again, everybody's spreading cheer. Family and friends. I've begun to sing. Immediately I fear. What would it be like if you were not here? There would be no smile on my face. There would not
what child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthem sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds who watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds, God, and angels sing. The baby, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings, salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Praise, praise the song, oh high. The Virgin sings her lullaby.
Thank you.
Tired of waiting in traffic and standing in long lines at the mall? Well, now you can say goodbye to all the madness. This holiday season, shop at the Brothers in the Spirit online store, where you'll find great deals like never before. There you can find deals on LCD flat screen televisions, video games, fashions, music, and much, much more. Go tell a loved one, tell a friend, tell everybody. Why not just stop by and see for yourself? And don't forget that when you shop at the Brothers in the Spirit online store, a part of your online purchase proceeds will go towards helping Brothers in the Spirit Ministries to take and share God's love with someone who's in search of a hope. Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational. On the mountain. Hello, this is your boy Flex. Over in Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This is the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to encourage that as you celebrate Christmas, don't forget to keep Christ in your Christmas, for he is the true reason for the season. From my home to yours, I want to wish you and yours a happy and safe Christmas holiday season.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on.
Daily, we're challenged at home, in our workplaces, our community, and sometimes even in our personal relationships with the Lord. When those challenging times come, it's always good to get an inspiring word from the Lord. Let Midweek Raise the Praise inspire and uplift your soul.
It's my natural habitat to be blessed. I was created by a blessed God. Put on a blessed planet. I'm a blessed man. What else am I going to be? I gotta be blessed.
On his shoulders and of his kingdom, there shall be no end. And he bore the weight of the government upon his shoulders. For surely he hath borne our griefs.
More the anointing, the heavier the trial, the greater the anointing. And I got a feeling right through here, God's getting ready to up my anointing. Shake somebody's hand. Say, I'm going through.
Stop by every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. for Midweek Raise the Praise on BNDS Jams, which is always a praise jam experience for the Lord. You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNDS Jams, which is always about Jesus.
Verses 1 through 4, Judges chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Once you found it, won't you say, I got it? If you can't find it, say, Lord, please help me. Amen. All right, let's read together with uplifted voices. And Samson went down to Timnath, and saw a woman in Timnath of the daughters of the Philistines. Verse number 4, again with a little bit more fervor and enthusiasm. But his father and his mother. The end of verse number 3, Samson says to his father, get her for me. She makes me feel good. But his father and his mother knew not that this was of the Lord, that the Lord was seeking an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion, control, authority over Israel. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to preach for a little while today. I had to date them. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't know why, but I had to date them. Look at the person on the other side and say, I knew better, but I had to date them. If you know I'm preaching to you already, come on and give God some praise. This week, I received an interesting email. And the body, the symmetry of the email suggested that there are three criterion by which people enter into your life. That people come into your life for a reason, a season, or for a lifetime. The email suggested that when somebody comes into your life for a reason, it is to meet a specific need, to assist you in a specific situation, to lend to you advice, support, and a helping hand. And then without warning, that person leaves your life. But it's not until after they're gone that you understand that that person was placed there strategically to meet a specific need. Not only is people brought into your life for a reason, people come into your life for a season. That many of us find ourselves frustrated because we want to make friendships last longer than what they're intended to be. Friendships that are seasonal are much like a gallon of milk, that in their ripe time, they're healthy. But if they outlive their expiration date, it begins to stink. And you have to begin to recognize when certain people and certain relationships are just for a season. The third criteria by which this email argues that people come into your life is for a lifetime. That they're in your life to add into you life principles, values, and virtues that you'll be able to take from the point of your interaction to the moment that you go to the grave. But I want to modify this list. That yes, I believe that people come into your life for three reasons, but they're not the same three that are in the email. The three that I believe that people come into your life for is one, for a reason, two, for a season, and three, to expose a demon. It will become very clear to you within this service, the people who are connected and attached to your space, whether or not the Lord has assigned them for a reason, to meet a season, or to expose a demon. When we come into the circumference of our text in Judges chapter 14, you'll notice something very interesting, that we're introduced to a gentleman who is anointed, who's raised by God-fearing parents, grew up in the church. But when you look at Judges chapter 14, verse number 1, you'll notice that even though he's saved, and now he's come to the point where he's ready to date, he makes a critical decision from the very beginning. Judges 14, verse number 1 says, in looking for a mate, he goes down to Timnah. You must understand that Samson was already doomed for failure because he started dating down. He didn't date somebody who was already on his level. And whenever you start dating somebody who is beneath you, one of two things can happen. Either you're going to bring them up to your level, or they're going to drag you down to their size. He has a problem here because he's fallen in love with somebody who doesn't believe in his God. Because he doesn't believe in his God, it is inevitable that that person is going to jeopardize his faith. There are so many people who put things over spirituality. So you'll date somebody who has a nice car, making good money, wearing dress, good clothes, but they don't have Christ. It'll take you long enough to live through some idiots that you begin to reevaluate your need sheet. But I don't necessarily need somebody in an expensive car if they're not going anywhere. But I need somebody who, if you're going to appreciate me, you've got to appreciate the God that made me. There's so many people who come into your life who want you to choose between them and their Savior as if they were the ones that died for you. And if you choose them over your Savior, they'll be the ones that will almost kill you. He comes further in, and when he finds the woman who he desires, we find nothing about her character, her accountability, or her integrity. All we find out about is what she looks like. And so we have some people who are saved and superficial, who will only be connected to certain people based off of what's in the wrapping paper. But once they get past the wrapping paper, they realize there's not much gift. You have to get to the place that I am no longer excited about what you have on the outside. But when I dig a little bit deeper and find out that you really are as shallow as I thought you to be, then I need to move to the next place. Samson really has a bad rap because preachers all over this country castigate and criticize him for the mistakes that he's made, and so they usually jump into Samson's story dealing with Delilah. It would be a grave theological and scriptural mistake to go to his mistake without dealing with his history. And so many people try to judge you for the mistakes and the bad choices, but they don't know what happened in your life that led you to the mistake and the bad choice. In Judges chapter 15, read it when you get home. Samson is married to a woman who he fell in love with in chapter 14. He goes to his wife's house. This is going to mess you up. He goes to his wife's house, and his father-in-law won't let him in the house. The father-in-law won't let him in the house, and he says to his daughter's husband, "I can't let you in because she's in the room with your friend." This is Bible. I think Kelly said she was a friend of mine. Something happens mentally and emotionally when you have to deal with the rebound of a relationship that went to pots, not necessarily because you did something wrong, but because you trusted somebody who really wasn't your friend. I don't expect you to shout because I know it's going to get uncomfortable before it gets better. So he leaves there after he finds out that his own wife has left him for a friend of his. And he goes down into the strip, hooks up with a stripper, leaves away from the stripper, and falls in love with Delilah. I better pause here. Many times you will find yourself in an unhealthy predicament when you fall in love on the rebound and you really have not healed your broken places. Because if you date somebody while you're broken, while there is a crack, it will end up being a hole, because you will look for that person to substitute for the person that hurt you. And they don't even know the pain that you're bringing into the marriage, into the relationship. And so now here you are, not trusting them, not because of anything they did, but you can't trust because of what your ex did to you. Elbow your neighbor and say, "I'm not sure I can take much more." He falls in love with Delilah, or so he thinks he falls in love with Delilah, because he's on the rebound. Nowhere do we find in any of the scripture, and we've sent all of the kids across the street, so I hope I'm preaching to grown folk.
Nowhere in the scripture do we find that Samson ever sleeps with Delilah, that he ever has sex with her. Now, I want you to look at your Bible, because I don't want you to call me crass. In Judges chapter 16, when we see Samson and Delilah connecting, there is no word that speaks to intimacy. The Old Testament, rather than the using the word of sex, they'll use the word, "and he knew her." There is nowhere in all of Judges chapter 16 that lends evidence that Samson knew Delilah in an intimate way. This is going to mess you up. What we find in Judges chapter 16, Broderick, is that she puts her head in his lap. Now, help me, God, with the right words. She puts her head in his lap. Now, I don't know, and I don't want to be eisegetical into assuming what was happening, but she puts her head in his lap, and it is so mind-blowing that he can't even see grown men behind the couch. I want to talk just to my brothers for a minute. Yeah, that if you allow one head to be preoccupied, it's getting ready to get tight. I warned you all from the beginning. Then the other head will lose focus. And brothers, you, God help me, give me the right words. Men jump out from behind the couch while Delilah's head is in Samson's lap. They jump out of nowhere, they tie him up, and Samson breaks free. Samson breaks free because Delilah's been trying to set him up. But Broderick, this is what's crazy, is that he comes back the next day. Whenever there's somebody in your life that's trying to play you, God will give you a sign and an exit. If you crazy enough to go back after they done played you the first time. I hope I can just walk through this. I got a lot I got to do. And so that there are some people who have a hold on you because of how they make you feel. And because of how it is that they make you feel, you sacrifice common sense. So driving to the house, you saying, "I know I don't need to be here." Getting out of the car, reaching in the trunk, getting the duffel bag. "I know I need to go back." Y'all ain't helping me in here. Going up the steps, ringing the buzzer. "I know this is my last chance. If I don't leave now, I'm going to be stuck." If I'm preaching to you, don't say nothing. All right. Watch what happens. What you have to understand now is that Delilah's only intent had nothing to do with love. That she wanted to see the source of his strength. There are some people who are connected to you with one agenda. And the one agenda is they want to see if they have enough to break you. So it will start subtly with a suggestion. It will move from a suggestion to a mandate. It will elevate from a mandate to a demand. When I don't meet that demand, then immediately love is pulled back. So I got to figure out, are you trying to create me to be something that you never had to make you feel justified because you don't like who you really are? I told you not too much shouting is going to happen today. You'll notice that when she ties him up and takes his strength, the first thing she does, because she found out that his strength is in his hair, you would think the first thing she would do is give him a haircut. The first thing Delilah does is pops his eyes out. I want you to understand that when the enemy is after you, before he cuts you, he'll take your vision. So you won't even recognize who you are or recognize the anointing or the gift that is in you, because the person who was trying to dismantle you has blinded you that you are dating a demon. Let me come a little bit further. Samson is anointed from birth. He's anointed from birth, but nowhere do we hear Samson pray until he's hurt. Are you then telling me that sometimes God allows the permissive will of demonic dating activity to get anointed people to pray? Because the reality is, you ain't never prayed until somebody hurt you. And when somebody hurt you, then you pray, Lord, stop me before I hurt them. Something happens. So that every person you ever dated was somebody, whether saved or unsaved, that the Lord planted to bring some spiritual growth out of you. Nobody, y'all stay with me, you ever dated was an accident. You learned something from all of them.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
And you just got to figure out, Lord, if you let this cycle into my life, you had to have let them into my space for a reason. Yes, Jamal, I let them into your space, because had you never dealt with them, you would have never learned how to pray. You would have never learned how to shout. You would never learned how to trust me. You would have never learned to believe that I can heal your broken heart. In Judges chapter 14, it says God used a heathen woman that I was never supposed to marry to use as an opportunity to get some glory. Oh God, I want to thank God for all the folk who thought they were using me. Oh God, help me. Because they don't know why they were trying to use me, that God was using them so that he could get the glory out of my life. Oh God. He says, I'm using this for his glory. He said, to tell you in this house that I let you go through dating some demons so that you could get some experience. Oh God, I don't know about you. I don't want nobody innocent in my life. Because if you're innocent, that means you don't have no experience. God help me. Brothers, are y'all still here? You say you want somebody innocent, but the reality is, God, don't make me preach it like this. Yeah, God said I had to use every incident for some experience. So now that you live through the experience, you now have acquired the gift of discernment. Mm-hmm. So now there's a radar built in you. So as soon as they show up, no. He's a liar. No. He's a player. No. He don't have a car. No. He's trying to stay in my house while I go to work. He said, you had to go through some experiences, and every now and again, you cannot let the people from your past make you bitter. Because the people from your past made you better. Every person that lied on you, took advantage of you, played with your mind, winked at your girlfriend, God helped you to stand up today and say, I'm still here after everything I've been through. I'm trying to pace myself. Look at your neighbor and say, I ain't never done this before. That's the wrong neighbor. That's the wrong neighbor. Say, excuse me, I ain't never done this before. But what I'm about to do, I'm not responsible for. But right now, I want to tell God thank you. Watch this. For all of my exes, I want to thank them for all the folk in my life. They meant it for evil, but God meant it. Y'all ain't never been dating no crazy, insane Negroes before. You better thank God for every relationship the Lord cut up. He said you had to go through it. Y'all be seated. He said you had to go through it. Because after you live through it, the devil is having a nervous breakdown. Because the devil thought that he could convince you that you're going to be incomplete without them. God help me. God help me. But I'm preaching now to some folk who survived a divorce. God help me. I'm preaching now to some folk, you don't even want your baby daddy. I'm preaching to some folk. God, help me. Look at your neighbor and say, please make me sit down, please. Oh, God, because I'm getting ready to shout in this place something crazy. If you just knew all the tires I was getting ready to slash, if you just knew I was on my way to his mama house, if you just knew I was about to go crazy at his job, but just when I was on my way to go crazy, the Lord stopped me in the car and said, that Negro ain't worth it. Listen, he said, Samson, you had to live through it. I feel like preaching now. You may be seated. He said, Samson, you had to live through it because I was looking for the right opportunity to use you. He said, had you not gone through that, then you would have never been mad at the enemy. Because Samson had to date a demon after he got out of the relationship. Watch this. In Judges chapter 14, verse 19, he kills 30 men. In Judges chapter 15, verses 1 through 5, he burned down the enemy's crops. In Judges chapter 15, verse 15, he slew 1,000 men. God said, I had to make you go through it so that you would get mad enough at the devil that when you see somebody somebody else going through the same kind of cycle, living through the same kind of craziness, because you don't want them to live through the kind of insane, imbalanced psycho relationship that you live through. You look your friend in the face and say, I know that kind of demons. I dated that demon in 92. I slept with that demon in 98. But in 2004, I'm coming to kill some demons. They'll say you should have killed me when you had a chance. Look at your neighbor and say, I feel like going on a killing rampage. In my heart, I'm thinking about the nights I had to cry myself to sleep. I'm thinking about the days when I thought I was going to be by myself. I'm thinking about the hours my family started looking at me crazy. But I came to church to say I ain't by myself, because after all I've been through, I still, I got joy. Come on, Amos, let's go home. Good evening, empowerment. May the Lord bless you real good. But just in case your ex is watching the broadcast, just in case your ex is watching TV, will somebody just shout in your ex's face and say, I made it.
I gotta go. He said everything that you've been through, yes, God, was for a reason. Look at your neighbor and say, you were here for reasons. You're sitting beside me for reasons. There are three reasons why somebody's in my life. The first is because they got to supply a specific need. I hope that the person beside you is somebody who can meet a need. Look at your neighbor and say, I hope you ain't a spectator, but I need to sit beside somebody who can help me while I try to heal myself. Look at your neighbor. Empowerment, y'all might as well preach with me. Look at your neighbor and say, oh God, that's the wrong neighbor. Find somebody else. Say, oh, come on and preach it like you used to. Say, magnify the Lord with me. Look at your neighbor and say, I've been sitting beside some stiff-necked believers, but I hope today I'm sitting beside somebody who can help me lift Jesus. If there's a praiser, I dare you to praise him like there's a reed. Number two, if a person beside you is either for a reason or they're for a season, they may not be with you next year. I'll look at your neighbor and say, I hope you last. Oh, God, but I don't need no fair weather friends. I don't need no folk who are with me when everything is good. But I need some folk who will stand with me, that when I think about calling my ex back, they'll say, girl, hang up the phone. When I try to make it work again, they'll tell me, you know better than that. When I try to slip back because I'm lonely, they'll tell me I can make it through this storm. But last, I got to expose the demons. Look at your neighbor and say, there's one in here somewhere. It's a demon in here somewhere. I'm about to expose who it is, because a demon can't shout. A demon can't give him the glory. A demon can't give him the praise. I need a road check. If the redeemed of the Lord will just open your mouth and praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Let everything that has breath. Let me get out of here. Judges chapter 16, verse number 23, says that Samson is in between the posts. And the folk that heard them are laughing at them. The folk that played them think they got the last laugh. Here Samson is bald headed, eyes are blocked up. He's got his hands tied to the post. But he prays, Lord, give me strength one more again. I look at your neighbor and say, I just need strength because summer's coming. I need strength because folk out of my past been calling. I need strength because somebody made me an offer that's hard to refuse. I need strength. But watch this. They cut his hair, and that was the source of his strength. But when he began to pray, his hair started to grow back. Look at your neighbor. Tell them afros are back in style because I'm about to grow back everything that the devil stole from me. Y'all forgive me, but would you do God a favor? Think about all of your relationships. Going back to 10th grade. Going back to the first summer. Going back to last year. God said, how you depressed when you still got me? You ought to thank God because I never left you and I never forsaken you. I need 800 folk who made up in their mind that just in case this is my last day, I want to give God a praise because I never went crazy. I need 800 folk to scream in this house like this is my day. This is. Lift up holy hands. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up holy hands. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cut in this moment all the people connected to me who are not for me. Lord, I ask within the next 7 days that you will expose the demons who are trying to block me from my destiny. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that any person I haven't been able to get over, any person I haven't been able to heal from, any person that I'm still longing, waiting for them to come back, that the Lord, you will give me an open heart surgery. You'll give me an open heart transplant. Heal the broken places so I can love again, so I can trust again, so I can hope again, so I can believe again. And God, I believe in my spirit, after all that I've been through, that you're saving the best. You're saving the best. You're saving the best for last. And the people of God who know that the best is coming, open your mouth and just begin to worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. Listen.
Christmas is a time for giving. Don't let mouths keep you from telling that special someone just how much you love them. Show them by giving them an Amazon gift card. Just visit the Brothers in the Spirit online store to purchase an Amazon gift card. What good is love if you can't give some away? Remember, Brothers in the Spirit online store, where shopping is inspirational.
Even when the seasons pass away. So this holiday season, as you get ready for all the gift giving.
Have yourself.
Hello, this is your boy Flex. Over in Luke the second chapter, beginning at verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This is the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to encourage that as you celebrate Christmas, don't forget to keep Christ in your Christmas, for he is the true reason for the season. From my home to yours, I want to wish you and yours a happy and safe Christmas holiday season.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on.
You're listening to Midweek Praise on BNDS Jams, where it's always about Jesus.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and
yourself. Hello, this is your boy Flex. Over in Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This is the season that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to encourage that as you celebrate Christmas, don't forget to keep Christ in your Christmas. for he is the true reason for the season. From my home to yours, I want to wish you and yours a happy and safe Christmas holiday season.
Make the Yuletide gay. From now on.
Did you know that God, the creator of the universe, has a divine purpose that's uniquely planned for everyone's life? And yes, that plan includes you as well. Brothers and Spirit's goal is to help take and spread God's love, word, and promises to everyone that he has already predestined for his glory. Your financial support, no matter great or small, will help to make that possible. Consider becoming a partner with Brothers in the Spirit Ministries today. For more information on how you can become a partner, just visit Brothers in the Spirit online and click on the link online giving. Brothers in the Spirit Ministries are empowering brothers with knowledge and tools to change their world.